WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Andy Field. The nation now 7 days away from a possible default on its debt obligations. That is talks to raise the debt limit head into the holiday weekend. And today, a reality check. Top credit rating agency putting the U.S. on negative watch for possible downgrade. ABC's Jay O'Brien with more.
If there is a deal today or tomorrow, it just turns the page into another long chapter in all of this as the clock continues to tick down. But we have heard both the president and the speaker say they are still confident they can get a deal by June 1st. But how that hashes out is still unclear.
Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes sentenced today to 18 years in prison for his role in the January 6th attack, convicted of seditious conspiracy to disrupt certifying the 2020 presidential election. It is so far the longest sentence handed down to a January 6th defendant. FAA saying today is the busiest air travel day of the Memorial Day getaway. This is ABC News. France has banned domestic short-haul flights that can be replaced by a train ride of less than 2.5 hours. The original law passed in 2021 as part of a broader plan to tackle climate change. More from ABC's Alex Stone.
Environmental groups say while the U.S. is not set up with rail to cut short-haul flights, what France is doing is a good experiment to see how it works. Carter Rubin of the Natural Resources Defense Council tells me there is an appetite in the U.S. to not deal with air travel when going a relatively short distance.
I think there's a desire for Americans to have much better alternatives to flying and driving 300-400-mile distances between cities.
But besides the D.C., New York, Boston corridor, there aren't many options in most parts of the U.S. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Today marks 3 years since the death of George Floyd after a police officer put a knee on his neck. And on the anniversary, President Biden issuing a statement calling on Congress to do more to address policing in the United States. Andy Field, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mantner. Here's what you need to know. Two Republican lawmakers from Green Bay want the next state budget to include $2 million to help pay for the cost of the Packers hosting the NFL draft in 2025. Representative David Steffen and Senator Robert Cowell say the event comes with a total price tag of $7.5 million. Packers estimate nearly 250,000 people will attend the draft in Green Bay, generating $94 million across the state and $20 million locally. 3 days after a massive fire broke out at Oak Creek Wood Products in the town of Polk, the fire is still smoldering. A statement from the company out on Wednesday said the fire started in a large mulch pile, spread to stacks of wood pallets, and then to two buildings. Over 45 departments responded to help fight the fire when it broke out Sunday evening. The cause isn't yet known. I'm Jane Mantner. This is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Here's what's going on around the area. Stop and see the spring blooms at the garden. The Green Bay Botanical Gardens want you to see all the blooms throughout the gardens, 350,000 of them, in fact. They await you now through May 31st. On May 27th through the 29th, celebrate to pier at Voyager Park. There will be music, food, kids area, and of course, fireworks. And don't forget the Memorial Day Parade, all happening in De Pere. And on May 27th, the Green Bay Farmers Market takes place in downtown Green Bay. Visitors can experience a host of fresh, locally grown produce. It's all going on from 9 until 11:30 a.m. If you have an event you'd like us to tell others about, we'd love to help you out. Email it to info@civicmedia.us. We are the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Michigan.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGB. And on the Civic Media app.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Kreipzcast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1... Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. It is the Thursday, Memorial Day, Friday Eve, happy hour. And I'm so happy to announce, Dom, that we'll be doing a rerun tomorrow. So woo-hoo! Now, well, the audience isn't woohoo. And what about those that got to work on Friday? You know, in a full capacity, without the benefit of live Devil's Advocates. Well, here's the deal. This hour, we're going to air the grievances prematurely, Friday Eve style.
Got to get it out.
Got to get it out right now. 844-967-2789. This weekend, nothing but Spotted Cow, Leinen Kugels, and burgers and brats. Or veggie burgers, whatever it is you do.
Don't forget your Captain and Cokes, Curdy.
But Tom, I've got a grievance brought to us by the fine producing stylings of Aaron Zommers. Aaron, you found a local congressman turned folk hero, Glenn Grothman from Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. That's sort of the Fox Valley area. We play there on WISS and WGBW. I guess Gallagher's more Green Bay. But anyways, on to Grothman. Grothman apparently is bemoaning. He's got a grievance, Dom. White men just can't catch a break.
Oh, man. When are they going to catch a break?
To hear him say this aloud, I mean, this congressional testimony? Is he on the floor of the Congress here?
Yes, he is. Making sure to stick up for the white guys.
So at least he's standing up for you, Wisconsin's white dudes that might be in the federal judiciary. It's about judges. And there ain't enough white dudes. Play it for the people. Congressman, you always make us proud. Glenn Grothman from the state of Wisconsin.
A study was done a little while ago on the federal judiciary. I wish we had these studies for all other appointments by the Biden administration. And apparently his first 2 years, President Biden had appointed 97 federal judges. Of the 97 federal judges, I was expecting maybe 25 or 30 were white guys, because I know President Biden wasn't heavy on appointing more white guys. 5 of the 97 judges were white guys. Of those, 2 were gay. So almost impossible for a white guy who's not gay, apparently, to get appointed here.
When can non-gay white guys catch a break in America? I'm not sure which category Glenn Grothman puts himself in.
The federal judiciary is still largely white and male. As of 2022, 78% of Article III federal judges are white, while 70% are men, according to the American Bar Association. Only 4% of federal judges were black women.
That's far too many.
When are rich white people going to catch a break in this country?
Well, there's Congressman Glenn Grothman, one of Wisconsin's finest. Think he'll be out marching in a parade this weekend, shaking all the white male hands, Dom.
Shaking babies, kissing hands. Probably. Isn't that what they do?
Do you think he's a little bit racist?
I think he should be challenged. I think there should be someone running against him. Glenn Grothman. What an embarrassment.
Come on, really?
Glenn Grothman? Glenn Grothman.
Well, I would point out.
Really, I had no idea. Curdy, until we started doing this show all those years ago, and I remember Glenn, we had some public hearing you and I went to right when we started out, and there's big, tall Glenn Grothman in the hallway, and we talked to him about whatever. I forget what the topic was at the time. But I thought to myself, man, this guy, you know, he's kind of got like Ron Johnson. He's got this little twitch. Something's just not quite all together, perhaps socially with this cat. And so he'd come around here and there, but he's an odd duck. And of course, standing outside of abortion clinics and yelling at abortion, you know, the things that he has said, wanting people want to work 7 days a week. This should be able to work, like those kinds of things that come out of his mouth. And of course, now this is, oh, poor white men in the federal judiciary. I mean, 78% of the federal judges are white and 70% are men. I don't know that that's a accurate statistic to the entire population. You know what I mean? It seems a little heavy on the white male side, Glenn Grothman.
Wisconsin's sixth Dom starts in Mequon, runs up the freshwater coast up to like Manitowoc, and then cuts across, crosses 43, and then cuts south, and then goes over, dips the south side of Lake Winnebago. So Fond du Lac is in Glenn's district. Is Appleton? I think Appleton might be. Nina looks like it is. You know, your lake house is in Glenn Grothman's district.
Yeah, Green Lake, yes. Run against Glenn, for the love of God.
Well, declare yourself that your primary residence, yeah. And you could run against Glenn.
There we go.
Your youngest is graduating, right?
Yes.
You're an empty nester. You could make a move of convenience out to the lake house full time, Dom. So you could move on to Washington, D.C. and serve us from Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. You know, I wanted you to run for Alberta Darling's seat, and you talked big off air, but then never really did anything about it. Prayed for a viable candidate like Jody Habish-Senekin, and she came close.
Oh, she was so close.
But you got a radio platform, dude. You know, we could build you up for the next year and a half. We could make you look really good on the
radio.
Take
on Glenn.
Oh, compared to Glenn Grothman, you can't look good next to Glenn Grothman. Can you pledge not to say aloud on the House floor that you don't think there's enough white men serving in the judiciary? Would you make that pledge?
You're not a gay white guy. You're not getting in the federal judiciary, according to Glenn Grothman. Oh, wow. All right. So grievances, 844-967-2789. I'm taking a little day off early tomorrow, so get your grievances in today. But I want to reiterate, and perhaps we get to some of the Trump stories today as well, the conviction and now the sentencing of the Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes. I know we mentioned this. I want to get to a little detail on here. The NBC News reporting that the founder, the head cheese, the one who brought everybody together and organized this Oath Keepers, you know, because they're so down to keep their oaths and presumably what, to uphold the Constitution, got sentenced to 18 years in the federal pen in connection with the January 6th attack. It's the longest sentence imposed on a January 6th defendant to date. In a politically charged speech in the courtroom before his sentencing, he called himself, Stuart Rhodes called himself, a political prisoner, and said that when he talked about regime shames in a phone call with supporters earlier this week, he hopes that former President Donald Trump will win in 2024. Yeah. The judge disagreed that Rhodes had been locked up for politics, saying it was his actions that led to his criminal convictions. You, sir, present an ongoing threat and a peril to this country and to the Republic and to the very fabric of this democracy, the judge said before handing down the sentence. He was convicted of a seditious conspiracy in November, along with Kelly Meggs, a fellow Oath Keeper member, who was sentenced today also to 12 years in prison. They won't fear us until we come with rifles in hand, Rhodes wrote in a message ahead of the January 6th attack. After the attack, in a recording that was played in court during this trial, he said his only regret was they should have brought rifles. Wearing an orange jumpsuit on Thursday, Rhodes said he believed the only crime he committed was opposing those who are destroying our country. The judge told Rhodes that he was found guilty of seditious conspiracy, not because of your beliefs, not because you supported the other guy, not because Joe Biden is president right now, but because of the facts of the case and his actions before, during, and after January 6th. You are not a political prisoner, Mr. Rhodes. A couple other trials and convictions, well, some sentencing coming up as well. Rhodes took the stand in his case, saying the trial that the Oath members were stupid to storm the Capitol. He disagreed with those that went inside. Rhodes did not enter the building. Quote, I had no idea that any Oath Keeper was even thinking about going inside or would go inside. But the government also produced messages in which Rhodes said he thought that January 6th was the last opportunity to stop what he saw was a takeover of the government. Patriots, it was a long day, but a day when patriots began to stand. Stand now or kneel forever. Honor your oaths. Remember your legacy. 18 years, Stuart Rhodes, founder of the Oath Keepers. Good luck, pal.
Dominic, I've got a little bit of coverage on the Glenn Grothman, the reporting originally from the Daily Beast. Congressman Glenn Grothman, Republican from Wisconsin, 6th CD, is angry that President Joe Biden did name more straight white men to the federal judiciary in his first 2 years in office, so much so that he actually complained about it on the House floor this week. We played the bite. I was expecting maybe 25 or 30 were white guys, Grothman said. 5 of 97 judges were white guys. Of those, 2 were gay. So almost impossible for a white guy who's not gay, apparently, to get appointed here, according to the reporter Eric Ubelacher. The federal judiciary is still largely white male. 78% of Article 3 federal judges white. Dom, you reported some of this. 70% are men. So that's still a pretty big percentage. Just 4% of federal judges were black women. Biden, who has been confirming new judges at a rapid pace, has sought to increase the diversity of the judiciary. In addition to racial diversity, he has sought professional diversity, relying less on the traditional candidate pool, consisting largely of prosecutors and white shoe law partners, and naming attorneys who work in public advocacy law, and especially, God forbid, Dom, public defenders. Grothman, as the former president called him for a while, and I think he started calling himself that, Grothman, who was first elected in 14 and represents the East Central Wisconsin communities, including Winnebago, Sheboygan, and Fond du Lac, has a lengthy history of controversies. In 2017, Grothman demanded cuts to college aid because poor students were, in his words, spending too much money on goodies and electronics. In 18, he defended President Donald Trump, calling African-American countries assholes by saying it was no worse than former President Obama inviting Al Sharpton to the White House. And earlier this year, Grothman posted an image that showed his office contains a flag associated with the sect of Christian nationalists tied to the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. That's our Glenn Grothman, more devils.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear sky tonight with a low of 38. Northeast winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies. Tomorrow, high of 70. Lows around 45. Tomorrow night, mainly clear. Temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. Once again, lows level off around 38. Tonight, highs reach 70. Tomorrow, lows level off around 45 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 64.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, airing the grievances early today at 844-967-2789. Congressman Glenn Grothman, you are one of my grievances. Oh, let's get to the phones. Jake from MKE, you are up. Welcome, Jake. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jake.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this for a while, but one of my grievances is like these Republican men and women throughout the rest of the state, they're just spineless. I mean, like, you're going to say, like, Robin Voss, like, hey, why don't you jump off this cliff and then just die, and then we'll win and everything will be good. And they're like, oh, okay, sure, Robin Voss. You know, I mean,
but
I know there's the chance.
But if Republicans outstate don't do the will of the caucus master, the boss Voss, well, then the threat, of course, is he will primary them. He will end their political careers.
Yeah. Yeah, but don't they have any, like, what's it called? Like, what do they call it?
Was character?
It pride, honor, something like that. I mean, like, really, like, you Green Bay guys who want to give money to the Green Bay Packers and all this other stuff. It's like, you know, Republicans, like, I mean, I know it's gerrymandering, but, I mean, you obviously can live with yourself being a spineless jellyfish. And jellyfish are way more, I have to say, evolutionary ahead of you guys because they've been living on this earth for much longer. I know because I've done evolutionary biology. But, it's just like, you know, I was
Jake,
thinking about
come
it.
Come on,
thinking,
man.
Like,
don't you know everything is 6,000 years old? God made the jellyfish 6,000 years old.
Don't try to blind us with just, science, Jake.
It's just really sad. It's like, you know, I mean, I'm a lefty more than most Democrats. And, you know, I have standards, and the standards are like, well, if you don't agree with it, you don't agree with it. That's why, Crudy, like, you know, there's a governor who probably hates your guts more than other Republicans, but you stand up for what you believe in. And Dom, do you even work? But that's cool. I want your life. But anyways, I'm saying as
he does work, but he gives the appearance of a man that doesn't produce anything. He doesn't make anything.
Yeah,
he doesn't produce anything. Yet somehow he gets enriched for his efforts.
I know, and that's great, you know. But I know Dom has, you know, standards and stuff, you know.
I have standards, Jake, like, but they're a little low. Have you met my college roommate? Hey, thanks for the call, Jake. Always appreciate it.
I don't think it's the governor that hates me. I think the governor's chief of staff hates me.
Oh, okay.
Let's leave her name out of it for now.
I am wealthy with friends, Jake. Thanks for the call. 844-967-2789, airing the grievances early on a Thursday.
You know why you don't have more money, Dom? Because you're not a politician into self-enriching. You know, it's getting pretty bad. The Attorney General of the state of Texas, Ken Paxton.
Yes, that's this guy.
This guy's been under federal indictment for like 4, 5, 6 years.
Right. And he's the Attorney General? Isn't that something to do
the
with
re-elected
the law?
Attorney General of the state of Texas. Republican, if you didn't know. Shocker.
Right.
Well, here's the shocking part. The Republican-led House committee said Mr. Paxton's abuses of office rose to the level of possible crimes that warranted an impeachment vote. They're trying to impeach the Attorney General of Texas, and it's the Republicans impeaching a Republican AG, Dom. My God, that's a show of character.
How bad does it have to be for the Republicans on this committee to recommend that
he's
Ken
pretty
Paxton
corrupt
be impeached? According to the New York Times committee, the recommendation thrusts the state capitol and its Republican leadership into uncharted political territory in the waning days of the legislative session, setting the stage for the House to vote on impeachment, its first in decades and one of the few ever conducted in the state's history. If impeached, Paxton, who has been under a separate criminal indictment since 2015,
Years.
My math says 8 years, Crudy, would be required to step down from his post temporarily while facing trial in the state Senate. There's really no precedent. We've really only had two impeachments under the Constitution of 1876, said Mark Jones, a professor of political science at Rice University. Before the vote, the committee met in an executive session outside of public view. Overturning elections begins behind closed doors. Paxton said on a post on Twitter that included a video of a lawyer from his office arguing against impeachment to reporters in a nearly empty committee room while the committee's deliberations were underway. He didn't get inside the room. Yeah, wow, it's got to be bad when the Republicans of Texas are contemplating or suggesting the Republican Attorney General from Texas be impeached. That's bad.
Dom, we've got some speculation. I've been messaged. How you actually make your living. It's being speculated. Does Dom live off the residuals from his past porn performance days?
my OnlyFans page? Is that what it is? OnlyFans? I don't know what the kids are doing these days.
844-967-2789. I just know when you sign up, he sends you back double green stamps. Nick from St. Paul. Welcome, Nick. What do you got for us?
Hi, Nick. Well, thank you, guys. I love you guys. I listen to you all the time when I'm making dinner in St. Paul.
Excellent.
And I just
thank you, Nick.
I wanted to lighten it up a little bit and tell you, you had a show where you were asking people what are the most memorable concerts you were at, and I have to share this one. I'm a sophomore in high school, and I'm going to a concert, a band that I really like, the Electric Prunes. You remember those guys?
I do not.
No, man.
But, Nick, if this story has a point, tell it quickly, sir. Quicker, Nick.
Okay.
Oh, he's saying it. We can have our producer look for the Electric Prunes on the way back. Nick.
Okay.
But unfortunately, anyway, we got to go to break, man. Thanks for your call.
Hold
on. Listen to him. 844-967-2789. We love you, Nick, in St. Paul. We'll be right back. We are the Devil's Advocates.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
ABC News. I'm Andy Field. The nation now 7 days away from a possible default on its debt obligations. That is talks to raise the debt limit head into the holiday weekend. And today, a reality check. Top credit rating agency putting the U.S. on negative watch for possible downgrade. ABC's Jay O'Brien with more.
If there is a deal today or tomorrow, it just turns the page into another long chapter in all of this as the clock continues to tick down. But we have heard both the president and the speaker say they are still confident they can get a deal by June 1st. But how that hashes out is still unclear.
Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes sentenced today to 18 years in prison for his role in the January 6th attack, convicted of seditious conspiracy to disrupt certifying the 2020 presidential election. It is so far the longest sentence handed down to a January 6th defendant. FAA saying today is the busiest air travel day of the Memorial Day getaway. This is ABC News.
The Kripescast with me, Charlie Barron, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. It's not a crime in Wisconsin for school employees or volunteers to sexually harass students. A bipartisan bill in the state legislature would close that loophole. The bill's author is Representative Todd Onstad of Kenosha.
It's time Wisconsin establishes strong legal protections against sexual misconduct in Wisconsin schools for all students. If there ever was a bipartisan issue, this is it.
The bill also revokes offenders' teaching licenses for life and expands protections to kids in private schools which aren't subject to some federal laws. A committee of the Wisconsin Senate meets today to consider new rules for professional licenses. Workers are complaining about long waits to get or renew their licenses from the Department of Safety and Professional Services. In sports, the Brewers host San Francisco tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Friday Eve. That makes it Thursday, but we're going to take off Friday in deference to the Memorial Day holiday. So we're airing the grievances right now. And Dom, you know we keep this show moving forward, but I'm breaking all the rules. Nick just had one little point he wanted to make. It's even a positive point, I understand. And you talked right over him, Dom. You gave him no opportunity. Now, I would have let Nick walk himself face first right into the hard break. That glass door would have slammed right on his head. But I'd have given him the opportunity to bloody his nose. So I'm breaking all the rules. He's back. Nick from St. Paul listening on KTNF or stream or Alexa or something. But, Nick, you had a point to make, my friend.
Wow, Crudy, thank you.
Yeah, okay. See, I'm the good one. You tell people that.
Good cop, bad. Okay. I'm playing bad cop, better cop.
Depot.
I'm sorry, Nick. Go ahead, man.
In downtown Minneapolis, Depot in downtown Minneapolis, they have three bands there. I go to see the Electric Prunes because I think the Electric Prunes are really cool, right? And I have no idea what the other two bands are. They happen to be Buffalo Springfield and Jefferson Airplane.
And I'm wow, dude. Like
a sophomore in high school. And I, hey, who else is playing? Some airplane thing and some Buffalo thing, whatever it is. And they just knocked my socks off. And the Electric Prunes sucked, of course. And
Nick, I've told the story on myself. I also chose poorly, like opening weekend of the Star Wars movie. I was having a birthday, and I instead opted for Herbie Goes to Monte Carlo.
Oh,
as
bad.
A young child, my brother to this day has never forgiven the fact that we didn't see Star Wars for like 18 months after that.
I went to a Monkees concert wanting to hear the Monkees. Guess who the opening act was?
The Prunes?
Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, no kidding. For the Monkees?
Yes, yes. Jimi Hendrix opened twice for the Monkees, once in Seattle and once in Minneapolis. And then he was taken off the tour because he blew everybody away.
Yeah, I would think, Nick.
That's a hard act to follow. Yeah, okay.
Can you imagine, like, a lot of people went with their parents. I went, with some friends. I had a friend who could drive, but a lot of people went with their parents, and their parents were just like,
losing their mind, Nick.
Because this is 1967, just after Jimi Hendrix debuted at the Monterey Pop Festival. You know that film?
I am somewhat.
That's when he lit his guitar on fire.
All right,
why he lit his guitar on fire? Because
tripping?
They had there was a dispute between the Who and Jimi Hendrix in the hotel room before the concert, because they were trying to figure out who's going to follow who, because they were both kind of destructo acts, right? And they flipped the coin, and Jimi Hendrix lost, and that's why he lit his guitar on fire.
Sort of a take that. Hey, Nick, by the way, you talked about setting a guitar on fire. You also mentioned before the break you were cooking dinner. What's burning on the stove right now, man?
I'm grilling some chicken kebabs.
You better turn them over, Nick.
Well, I haven't started it yet because I wanted to wait to talk to you before I did that.
Well, hey, bad. In that regard.
Tell you guys.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I just want to tell you guys that know that there's people like me out there that are listening to you guys that really appreciate you. I'm in St. Paul, and I was turned on to you from AM 950. And but I just howl when I listen to you guys, and I'm making dinner, and you and Dom are just, you're just great. So thanks.
But remember, Nick, Dom would have left you in that last segment, cast you by the side of the road. When you're flipping those chicken kebabs, you think Crudy's the good one.
Thank you, Nick. Very, very kind. We do appreciate it. You guys saw all the good bands. Kuchka text, Kenny Loggins did a little stint in that band, the Electric Prunes.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, back in the day. Yeah,
I'm all right.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, there is some sad news out of Minneapolis. I don't know when we make this announcement, Tom, but they're losing us as a live product.
What?
Yeah, we're losing the 5 o'clock hour in Minneapolis, KTNF. And don't pick on Chad and our friends up there at KTNF. They're making policy because they got to do what's best for their individual radio station. Our friend Robert Pilot will take the 5 o'clock slot. Native Roots Radio, I'm awake because there's a lot of commercial support in the marketplace for the indigenous product. They do a hell of a job. I haven't ever heard it described as the greatest radio show ever.
Well, you know, there's only one of those, and that's this show.
But you're going to have to learn the streaming habits, and we're still going to play out during the evening hours, but not in the live segment.
Yeah,
gotcha. You know how it goes, man. You got to do what you got to do in programming.
You know,
I know this better than anybody. I mean, I was a little forlorn for like 2 minutes, and then I'm like, oh, Chad, do what you got to do, man. You know, make your audience in Minneapolis happy. And just know, we'll be here when you need us.
If you love something, you just got to let it go. If it comes back, then it's true love, baby.
844-967-2789. Our pal, Robert Pilot, his product will be moving in our market. And I understand there are compromises being made by both products. He'll go to later in the evening, 10 o'clock, and Maggie Dawn will be reintroduced across the Civic Media Network June 5th. Keep wanting to push it back till next year. It's happening soon. Summer rules,
real
man.
Real soon, man. June 5th's coming. Like, it's like real soon.
Well, first we got to get through Memorial Day so Maggie can wear white, and then we'll introduce her on the radio. 844-967-2789. Won't happen tomorrow. We're taking off. You better call us today, like Joan from Boaz. Welcome, Joan.
Oh, John.
John.
Hey, John.
It's John from Boaz, and thank you for the greatest radio show ever.
Well,
because we've had nothing like yours since I don't know when.
Since never, man. Greatest radio show ever means since never. You never had anything this great before, John. If we do bring it up in our own humble opinions.
I would like to say what my prediction is going to be. The Trump is going to win the politics. Then he's going to push the nuclear button. Or someone in the red countries are going to push the button first. And that's going to cause us to make it happen the second time, but bigger. Because he's so stupid.
He's so two-bit?
Stupid.
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 Stupid. He's two-bit and stupid, I would say, John.
John, certainly it's always a specter of destruction and chaos when we're talking about Trump. And I certainly hope that does not come to pass. But hopefully we have some, you know, safe measures in place for a chaos agent like Trump, and thankfully he didn't get us into a war last time.
What, Mad Dog's coming out of retirement? What's your guardrails? If Trump got reelected, and you could say, and I would probably agree with you, oh, that's never going to happen. But that's what we said the first time around. And we dismissed the polling today from our pal, Charles Franklin, Marquette University Law School polling. Yesterday's a pollster extraordinaire in our happier happy hour. Today's dropping national polling that Joe Biden trails both Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. Trails by a handful. Not in Wisconsin, but nationwide. Could happen.
That's pretty scary. Biden trails Trump by 5 percentage points, 52 to 47. And Biden trails DeSantis by 4, 52-48.
844-967-2789. Gordy.
Gordy, 1 second. Good news, margin of error, 3.7 points. Hey, Gordy.
Hey, Gordy.
Good news is Trump will never make it.
Never make it, what, back to the White House, to the Iowa caucuses?
He won't make it back to the White House.
No, but he's anyway, not the White House. He's going to the big house, baby.
Yeah, let us hope so. That would be a fine day. I'll have a
maybe he's going to the greenhouse to buy some flowers and some some vegetables from Kopke's greenhouse in the Oregon area.
Hey, I want to make a little plug for our upcoming weekend here. We have a fundraiser we do every Memorial Day weekend for the Badger Honor Flight, which sends our veterans. Right now they're sending the Vietnam veterans to Washington, D.C. to visit the monuments. And we do a little fundraiser on Sunday where we auction off some planters. And all 3 days I'll be at the grill, so if people want to stop by and say hi, we'll be grilling up brats, hot dogs, and we got beer, or no beer, excuse me, soda and chips. I'll be drinking the beer. And for whatever you want to donate, last year we had people donated $4,000 into our brat fund. And
wow, nice.
Between that and the auction, plant auction, we were able to send 27 of our heroes to Washington, D.C. And so stop out and see us. Even you, CJ, you're welcome to come out and put some money in the bucket.
Yeah, but what if he comes out, eats your brat, and then stiffs you, Gordy? Then what happens? Because he is CJ.
That would be a CJ move.
That would be a CJ move. A Gordy Kopke move is to do a fundraiser out of Kopke's greenhouse on behalf of the honor flights for the veterans out to D.C.
Yeah, very cool, Gordy.
Yeah, go see our pal, Gordy Kopke. Normally, it'd be up on the square here, but, of course, it's Memorial Day, and they do the fundraiser. I think I went out there 2 years ago, maybe before the year's starting to blend together, Don.
Strange.
I know I've
years.
Been out there, and Gordy was cooking brats. Brats.
Brats.
That is brats. It, what? Okay. We did this once before. On a Friday, I believe, going into one of our first Memorial Day shows, and we... lightened it up a little bit. We asked people, what are you cooking on the grill? Now, dude before was cooking chicken kebabs. You will never find those on my grill.
No,
I mean,
not?
Maybe for the missus, but not for Crudy.
Oh, no,
I'm not eating no chicken.
Not thick enough for your heart, man. You got to get some red meat up there. And hey, and don't pull the Scott Walker. Was it Scott Walker? Someone did the meat and the chicken on the same kebab, right? That's bad.
Why is that bad? Are you cross-pollinating the salmonella?
Yeah, man, no, you don't, yes.
Unless
exactly.
You're cooking everything to overly done. Because the chicken's got to cook through, but I don't like my steak medium seared. That's not my favorite.
Yeah, what is your favorite?
Steak's got to be a little, well, steak. You know, I'm going to put a steak in it.
Any particular cut? I mean, you look like a T-bone guy.
T-bone, T-bone. I think T-bone is the most underrated of all the steaks. T-bone is a flavorful steak. All you need to do is put some Lowry seasoning salt, put a T-bone on the grill, cook that bad boy up, and you got a nice steak going on there. I mean... Now
well,
I said
you're kind of a big fellow. You're more of a porterhouse guy, I would think.
Kurt. Oh, I like my porterhouses. Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm truth.
Ribeye?
Be known,
how about a ribeye?
Ribeye, a little fatty, even for fat Crudy. I mean, I like it.
That's why I thought you'd kill the ribeyes.
My son, I now have convinced him to go out and shop. And the other day, brought home steaks for dinner. Sort of a non-good cut, like a fatty cut. And they seared them, but they were bright red in the middle. So, we cut them up, sort of a stroganoff style thing.
Throw them back in the pan.
Yeah, we figured it out. We worked it out. But it involved steak. It's what's for dinner.
Always does with you, Michael.
More Devils Advocates, more of your phone calls. Air some grievances. You ain't going to have us to kick around on Friday. So you better do it right now. 844-96-PARTY.
At Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser, we're getting you ready for the hog days of summer. Giving away a brand new 2023 Harley-Davidson trike. Now through June 24th, go to Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser. Earn 25 points on your rewards club card to be entered to win. Plus, $10 rewards play up to 4 times a day. Stick around and use your rewards club card because we're heating up this summer with hourly hot seats happening from noon to 9 p.m. Clear your calendar and come in June 24th. We'll be giving away a 2023 Harley-Davidson trike along with 5 cash consolation winners. Roar into the summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser.
It's time to shake things up around the house. This May, you may think it's time to make over. Okay, you get the hint. With Ho-Chunk Gaming and Cruiser's May Makeover promotion, you could win your share of $5,000 in gift cards to a home improvement store to tackle the project of your dreams. Guests only need to earn 25 points or earn your entry and $10 rewards play. only at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Kusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Kusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear sky tonight with a low of 38. Northeast winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies. Tomorrow, high of 70. Lows around 45. Tomorrow night, mainly clear. Temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. Once again, lows level off around 38. Tonight, highs reach 70. Tomorrow, lows level off around 45 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 64.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Destination, Monsieur. Monte Carlo.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789. Air the grievances. I got one, Curdy. The Hill reporting. The House leaves town with no debt ceiling deal.
Well, it's Memorial Day weekend. They got something to grill.
Without a deal. Without a deal, man. I thought this is terrible. This is consequential. Oh, we're gonna burn the economy, the whole world. Oh, let's go and hang out for 4 days and party. We'll get back to that next week. June 1st is like next week.
Aaron, I got to go back to the theme music coming back. Was that Herbie Goes to Monte Carlo, or was that like Bambi's mother for the steak reference?
Oh no, it was Herbie Goes to Monte Carlo.
Yeah,
right. Doesn't Bambi's father or mother or something get shot by a hunter?
Yeah, it's the mom. But yeah, you know, Bambi. Yeah, I just thought I would maybe rub it in a little bit that the opening music for Herbie Goes to Monte Carlo is a little bit less iconic than the Star Wars theme.
Great point. I was just thinking that. I mean, until I heard Monte Carlo, I was like, "What is this?" John Williams of Star Wars. That cuts. I mean, what a glorious. I mean, I saw it in the theater like opening day. I mean, Star Wars, and I was so young. It was awesome, Curdy. I wish you could have been there.
Well, by the time I hit puberty, I did get to see Star Wars, but it was years later. Don't forget our boy Joe Clayfish. He does his show Raised in the Wisco. That goes off at 7 p.m. on Thursday evenings. He's been off hunting. I spent some time recently with Joel. You know, he's got the greatest office. Joel Clayfish, you know, his day job. Between the gator thing, you know, he's got a gator place down in Florida. Gator hunting. You ever eat that gator? Good.
I've heard gator is good. I don't think I've ever had it, though.
Nor I. I got to be honest. And he's got, like, the gator skin briefcase. But between the gator hunts and the work on the Outdoor Network, and of course, his fine work here for Civic Media as the host of Raised in the Wisco, he's a lobbyist. And I went to his office. Yeah. He's right on Mifflin Street, top of the building. He's got a balcony office thing. I said, dude, you could come out here and smoke weed. He's not our friend in that regard. You know what I mean? Sees things a little differently as a conservative. He said he smoked a few cigars out there. I said, invite me out, and I'll break the place in for you, Joel.
Break it in for you, man. Get every room.
The whole window is full of the Wisconsin State Capitol. Like, his entire view is the Capitol view.
That's a nice view, yeah.
Oh, it's glorious.
Any dead animals hanging on the wall?
Oh, yeah. He's got a Bambi hanging on the wall. He's a hunter-fisher sort.
Yeah, man, I know. I got it.
And all the political big game. He's got lots of pictures with him, like him and W. Because let's not forget, Joel was a state lawmaker in his own regard. And, you know, when the presidentials would come to town or people would be running a campaign, they'd come through and see the local dignitaries. And there's Joel. He's a little bit chubbier then. chubby fella, younger.
Yeah. Okay. He's less chubby now, I guess.
Well, he doesn't drink anymore.
Maybe you should try that.
Yeah, maybe. It's Memorial Day weekend. It's not a time to set aside drinking.
We'll worry about that on Tuesday.
Real quick, as we talk about drinking, Dom, you know, for the very first time, and you and I have been going to DPW events. This will be my 9th consecutive Democratic Party convention.
Oh, wow, man.
Broadcast usually, but not always, because now they've shifted to a Saturday-Sunday event format. And I did talk to one of the fine staffers at the DPW, Nick. I said, Nick, man, you're killing me. We got to have a Friday-Saturday event. I said, I get it. Off year this year, you're fine. Do whatever you got to do. Can't change the brochures now. But next year is an election year. And if you want the Devil's Advocates broadcasting the greatest radio show ever across the state of Wisconsin, the DPW convention, I said some of our greatest shows ever have been from Radio Row on Friday night.
Oh, we were so fun.
On the air with Mike Tate when the federal judge, Barb Crabb, dropped the same-sex marriage ruling. I mean, Tate, then the Democratic Party chair, teared up. So did Halsey when we took him off campus and hotboxed the car with Brett Halsey in the backseat. He was running a distant second to Mary Burke for the gubernatorial nomination that year. But this year, Dom, and I know your wife has her birthday that Saturday. And it's a Saturday, so what are you going to do? You're going to go to your wife's party. I know the answer. But for the first time ever, Civic Media is going to have a hospitality room.
Ooh.
We're going to do it right. We're going to burn it down.
Congratulations, honey. We're moving the party to Green Bay for the DPW. You got free beer.
Free beer. Well, free to those in attendance at the hospitality. If you're going to the DPW convention, you got to party at the Civic Media. I'm telling you, if there ain't no party like a Civic Media party. You're going to miss Dom, but I'll be there. And bring your own food, because I missed the sign up for the food. So if you're partying late night with ours, the beer is free, but the food, you better bring a Big Mac from home or whatever.
They got a vending machine in the lobby.
Green Bay this year. And then I got to decide if I'm doing a double header, because the Republicans are the following weekend, and guess where they're at? La Crosse.
Oh, really?
They're going to our old alma mater city.
Where is it also a weekend?
That is a weekend. And, well, they do like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday event. They wrap it all up with a prayer breakfast, thoughts and prayers on Sunday morning. But they do a Friday night. It would be much easier to broadcast from the Republican convention. Media friendlier, which is all I care about. You know, we actually have audience on some Fridays, not usually Memorial Day Friday, which is why you'll get a rerun coming down the pike tomorrow. But let's get to the final caller. So, party at the Civic Media thing. I got the good party spot, I think. We'll see. You'll have to come to the convention to find out for sure.
DPW, what, June 10th?
June 10th. Saturday, June 10th and June 11th, the Sunday, because no one ever gets up with a smile on their face for the speeches on Sunday morning through the monstrous hangover. But, you know, that's how they do it now, Dom.
The rookies, he's got to stay up all night.
I told them they've already voted on next year. I said, recount. Recount. Dynamo Dave, final thoughts, man. What's going on the grill this weekend?
Hey, Dave.
How's the charismatic cutie and the debonair Dom doing?
We're like a minute to the weekend, dude. So we're doing pretty good.
Hey, man. Hey. Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. So, hey, wasn't there this John Lewis Voters' Rights Act that was introduced back in, I don't know, 2020 or something like that? Why can't Mr. Biden make that an executive order?
You know, we can't even solve the debt crisis here, Dynamo Dave. I don't know about the restoration of voting rights, and obviously that's a very noble thought. You'd like to see a bipartisan effort, but it ain't going to happen. We'll be lucky if we don't default for the new lineup coming June 5th right here on Civic Media. Come back. Native Roots Radio and Raised in the Wisco with Joel Clayfish.
The devil, I'm going to kick your ass very soon.
Did you know Bratfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old? Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a brat tent in the store parking lot to sell brats to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 brats were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the brats every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the fest isn't just about the brats.
You know, we have a kid zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone, just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers. 4 million brats over 40 years, raising $2.5 million, supporting more than 120 nonprofits. And the amount of ketchup used? 74 gallons. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the
ABC
Civic Media
News
app.